Hi, this is Vanden Backer, and you're listening to Niche Radio with Heather Hook.
Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hare, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hangout with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Thank you for tuning in again. And of course, it is going to be an amazing show as always. And this week I have not only one, but two interviews lined up for you. The first interview is with Kelly Gunnell, who is a contestant on Tropica Island of Treasure, along with her celebrity partner, Melinda Bam. And they got eliminated from the contest last night in a bit of a hoo-ha, I must say. They were leaderboard. They were top of the leaderboard. And just luck was not on their side for the last challenges and stuff. So I get to chat with Kelly and find out a little bit about her experience on the Tropica Island of Treasure. And then I chat to young up-and-coming music sensation Werner Becker about his new single, Alive Again, that he has just released along with video, and find out a little bit more about the singing sensation. So do stay tuned. Of course, it's going to be an epic show. Let us kick off. So Easter's on its way next weekend, and if you're looking for all things family to do, then Monte Cassino's Easter Celebrazione is the best place to spend the long Easter weekend for sure. So you're looking for something fun to do with the family or the kids, Monte has literally opened their floodgates to extreme family fun from the 30th of March to the 2nd of April. There's literally something for everyone. So you get to test your fitness levels in Monte's giant inflatable park on the piazza, tap into your wild side and try the bungee experience. There's amazing food from some of the roaming vendors, and you can shake hands with the Jelly Tots man or let the kids take part in some fun action-packed activities in the Nerf zone. You can also hunt Easter eggs and have your face painted and meet the Easter Bunny. There's loads of latest blockbuster movies on the go at Movies at Monte, and you can even make your own pizza. Kids can also explore the Monte Cassino Bird Gardens, where there's two exciting treasure hunts happening on Sunday, the 1st of April, one at Hofus 11 and one at Hofus 1, for 200 children at each event. And they'll get to enjoy some amazing treats from Beacon Eggs. And yeah, loads on the go. Pizza making, smoothies, crushes, ice cream trucks. There's six new restaurants that have opened. Do yourself a favor. Go and check out the brand new Ocean Basket on the piazza. I was there last week. It is absolutely fantastic. And their sushi is amazing. Absolutely amazing. So there's loads to do at Monte Cassino. In fact, you could probably spend the whole weekend there and actually not run out of things to do. I have listed everything on my site, heatherhook.com, so you can just head across there and go check that out and see everything that's on the go and the prices, et cetera, et cetera. But it's going to be loads of fun as always. And you know how the kids get bored over Easter weekend. I know how I get bored over Easter weekend. All right, so last night, oh my goodness, Tropica Island of Treasure. It is such a nail biter. I actually don't even know what to do with myself. And in, as I said, an absolute, I don't even know what happened, Kelly Gunnell and Melinda Bam got eliminated from the Tropica Island of Treasure. And I was lucky enough to catch up for an exclusive one-on-one interview with contestant Kelly Gunnell and find out a little bit more about her time on the Tropica Island of Treasure and everything that went down. So being on Tropic Island of Treasure Season 8 was an absolutely amazing experience, and I'm extremely grateful to Tropica for allowing me this opportunity. Yeah, not only was it insane, but yeah, I was able to travel to one of the most beautiful places in the world and able to meet some amazing people. On top of that, it was really cool to be exposed to a completely different environment. I did learn a lot about myself and also about the industry. Obviously, it's a completely different environment for me, so it was really cool to be exposed to that. I also learned that I was quite adaptable, not only to the different challenges that we encountered, but also adapted to the environment. Also learned while I was re-watching the show, I realized that I maybe wear my heart on my sleeve,
And through observing my body language and facial expressions, this was revealed to me. If I could go back, would I? Absolutely. Who wouldn't? We might have not won the million, but I'm definitely walking away with amazing memories, an unforgettable experience, and lifelong friends. And those things money can't buy. So for me, what's next? At the moment, I'm just figuring things out. So it's just a case of wait and see. Watch this space.
So an absolute shock to see Kelly and Melinda off the island. I wonder who's going to take this thing. And it just goes to show that even though you might be at the top of the leaderboard or you might be a number one position, it just takes one or two small accidents to happen and you're no longer at number one. I think this could also be a lesson for life. Because, you know, I have these moments of profound lessons that I like to share. So that could actually be a lesson for life as well. So well done, Kelly and Melinda, and good luck to everybody else who's still on the island. I know you guys are going to absolutely rock it. I have always wanted to do something like Survivor or Amazing Race or whatever, but I actually don't know if I could. It's not exactly easy. And I have to be honest, I think the one thing I would miss would be my phone, especially if you were doing like Survivor. Like, I would really miss my phone. I live on my phone 24/7. I would be dead without it. And the one thing I have to share about my new phone, I'm so excited. I got myself a Samsung S9, and it has literally changed my life. So I'm sure you've been hearing all the advertising and all the hype, the camera reimagined. And I just wanted to share a little bit about my experience with the Samsung. I've had it for just over 2 weeks, to about 2.5 weeks. And my life has been changed from a camera and a photographic perspective. So obviously, in my industry, taking amazing photographs and amazing photographs of food is super important. And I had the S7, and I was quite happy with it. And I must say, the change from the S7 to the S9 is absolutely, absolutely astounding. The first 40 Samsung Galaxy S9s hit South Africa, and I was one of the first people to get them. And like I said, the camera reimagined had me intrigued. I spent an evening learning about the latest addition to the stable via a live stream event from Spain with my jaw literally hanging on the floor. The advances in technology and the things that you can do that make your life as a blogger and somebody that does a lot of food photography is absolutely outstanding. So the one thing that I absolutely love and that people cannot get enough of is the AR emoji, and I've nicknamed it the Memoji. So basically an AR emoji, which allows you to make a pretty accurate computer-generated image of yourself, like an avatar, that can literally express any emotion like winks, laughter, anger, sadness, whatever. So basically you take a photo of yourself, you can choose your hair color, you can choose your clothing, and then you create this AR emoji for yourself, which is so much fun. And it's so much fun to send somebody like a cheeky little wave. And it's actually you. And everybody that I show my phone to, they just want to make AR emojis. So I'm loving my AR emoji, my Memoji at the moment. The other thing that I really am loving is the dual aperture camera. So I don't really know how this works technically, but pictures are clearer and the camera lens literally works like a normal camera lens. So it gets bigger and smaller depending on the light or darkness of your surroundings to basically give you the best picture that it can. And this is for the forward facing and the back facing camera. Both of them give absolutely amazing pictures. Do yourself a favor, head on over to my blog, heatherhook.com, and go click on my Samsung S9 post. You'll see I put a photo up of the very first selfie. It was the first photo that I actually took on the phone the night that I got it. It was taken at about 10 o'clock outside my house on my patio, and you will not believe the quality of the photo. It's absolutely astounding. Don't judge me. I'm not wearing makeup. But the quality of the photo was absolutely amazing. The battery power, I mean, literally from 5 in the morning till 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, I am going like a Boeing without even needing to charge my phone once, which is a huge thing. None of my other phones, even brand new, have ever been able to hold battery power like this. And I am hard on my phone. I tweet, I Instagram, I Facebook constantly. I'm really, really impressed with this. And it charges in about an hour. So, you know, you can put your feet up, grab a quick coffee, and your phone will be charged and ready to go for the next round. Again, highly critical for somebody like me who's always on their phone. So the fingerprint recognition is a huge thing for me. And the reason I love this so much, and I know it's not new, but it's not on the front, it's at the back. So you can just literally tap at the back of the phone and your phone opens, so you don't have to stand there like trying to position your fingerprints and looking like you like fiddling on your phone. So it's much easier for unlocking and you sort of looking through your phone during meetings and stuff. Guilty as charged. And those are just some of the few points and things that are absolutely amazing about the phone. But that really has changed my life. So if you were thinking about the Samsung S9 or you want to get your hands on one, you want to test it out, please do go read my blog post on heatherhook.com. And the phones hit the stores last Friday, 16th of March. They retail for 17,995 Rand. And I don't know much about tech, but this phone has changed my life and I absolutely love it. I'm crazy about my brand new phone. So do go check that out. Now, if you're looking for somewhere to go and have a nice meal, you're looking for something cool to do, Punchinello's at the Southern Santa Monica Casino, which has always been one of my favorite restaurants. In 2011, I actually used to work just across the road, and every Friday, a colleague of mine and I used to pop across for their buffet Friday lunch and a sneaky glass of wine. Not much has changed, but now I'm not so sneaky about my wine consumption. And I'm happy to report that Chef Nicholas Fronman has rejoined Tsokho-san at the Southern Santa Monica Casino's, Southern San Monte Casino's executive chef, bringing some amazing plans and ideas to introduce fantasy and fun with a contemporary twist and a melt-in-your-mouth flavor to the super popular Punchinello's new food theater menu, which he says ties in perfectly with the restaurant's food and dreams slogan. So, go check this out. I've got an amazing post up on heatherhook.com. And basically, he has literally made the most beautiful dishes you have ever, ever seen in your life. The signature dish on their menu is called the Secret Garden. It is smoked beef tenderloin log in spiced pancetta and popcorn dust with a pea puree gel and a beetroot Turkish delight. Absolutely amazing. It is literally a storybook creation and the flavors are absolutely amazing. And they've got some other awesome stuff on their food theater menu, including cannelloni of duck confit. There's olive oil baked salmon trout. There's a lamb and rolled neck salami and crusted loin. I mean, the food is just absolutely amazing. Just go check out those pictures. I actually went through for an Easter lunch recently and had the most amazing experience. So do go check that out. That's all on heatherhook.com. Now, I was recently lucky enough to catch up with a young singer called Werner Becker, who is undoubtedly one of the country's best songwriters. He's a storyteller at heart, and Werner's powerful folk ballads with their profoundly poetic lyrics are a reminder of true artistry in a musical era which is kind of filled with overproduced, digitally manipulated nonsense, really, if you will. He's very quiet, he's very shy, but he is not to be underestimated, and he prefers to let his music speak for itself. He's just released his new single, Alive Again, and the links to the song and also the music video are available on my site, heatherhook.com. And I was lucky and privileged enough to catch up with Werner and find out a little bit more about his career, where to next, and of course, about Alive Again. Werner, tell us a bit about your brand new single, Alive Again. What is it about, and what served as the inspiration for creating this song?
So Alive Again is about finding new love, and that cliche feeling that everyone feels when they've just had like the worst experience in their life in a relationship, and then all of a sudden go into a new relationship and just find something amazing that really that gives you like an adrenaline rush that makes you feel alive. And so I think that loads of people can relate to that. So what basically inspired it was me coming out of a bad relationship and entering into a new relationship or love, and just feeling very inspired by that.
Tell us a bit more about you, how you wound up in music and your background in the industry.
So I grew up in and around many towns in South Africa. My father was a musician for many years, and he was also a singer-songwriter, so that's kind of where it all began. My sister started playing guitar, asked my dad for guitar lessons, and he started teaching her, and then I got jealous, and I also wanted to learn guitar. So then I picked up a guitar and couldn't put it down. It was really awesome. Just like before that, I would sing. I've been singing since before I could talk, so it's always been like my biggest passion.
Where to next for you? What can fans expect, or what should they keep their eyes open for in the foreseeable future?
Well, the single Alive Again is part of a five-track release. So we're going to have a a small EP that's going to be released hopefully before the end of the year. But you can look forward to two more singles coming throughout the year. We're currently in studio recording the next one or doing pre-prod for the next one. And we want to do a video for each song as well. So loads of exciting content coming out this year. Also, I'm doing a couple of festivals. So that's something that's very new for me and that I'm very, very excited about. The first one's Meaty Pop, and then we're going to do Splashy Fin as well, and hopefully some of the others throughout the year. So yeah, keep posted on my social media.
How can everyone get hold of you? So your social media handles, your website, etc.
So you can get hold of me on my social media. On Facebook, it's Werner Becken Music. On Instagram, it's Werner Becken Music. The handle is at Werner Becken Music, and I'm very active on Instagram. And I've also got a website, which is www.wernerbeckenmusic.co.za. So it's pretty easy to get a hold of me. That all of the links are pretty much the same. It's just basically Werner Becken Music. If you do struggle to find the page on Facebook, you can also just make sure that you go onto the pages option, and then it should come up. The logo is a little WB.
So great catching up with Werner Becker. Keep an eye on this young man. He is extremely talented. And of course, head over to heatherhock.com and you can check out the video as well for Alive Again. Keep an eye on Werner. I think he's going to do some amazing things in the very foreseeable future. Now, don't forget, this Sunday, it's Lazy Days and Lawn Blankets Day at Fairlawns, and you can enjoy a relaxing afternoon with family and friends on this Sunday, the 25th of March, with some live entertainment and a fantastic picnic menu on the beautiful lawns of Fairlawns Boutique Hotel. The picnic is available from 12 until 3, and the menu costs 450 Rand per person and 225 Rand for kids under the age of 12. Reservations or bookings are essential. You can visit their website, fairlawns.co.za, or you can give them a call on 011-808-7300 or pop them an email, reservations@fairlawns.co.za. That promises to be a fun Sunday afternoon. I'm going to be there. Come say hi. Book your tickets. It's going to be loads of fun. Now, if you want to win some tickets to go and see a show, I've got two shows that I'm giving away tickets to. So if you first, the first one is Married But Not to Each Other, which features two absolutely hysterically funny South Africans, Tumi Morake and Ndumiso Lindi, who are kind of tackling the rules and regulations of marriage and the pothole-laced roads we have to traverse when in serious relationships with each other. And it promises to be absolutely hysterical. Married But Not to Each Other is on for one night only on the 14th of April at the Lyric Theatre, Goldreef City at 8 p.m. And I have got a double set of tickets valued at 320 Rand to give away to one lucky listener. So you need to head on over to heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab, and then you need to click on the Married But Not to Each Other post. And you need to comment below and tell me where the show is being held. Don't worry, the answer is actually in the post. I've made it super easy for you. The competition closes on the 4th of April, and the winners will be contacted by email. No under 16s, please, because there is quite strong language in the show. I also have tickets to give away to see Anna Lakshmi. So Anna Lakshmi is better known as Anesha Govinda, but her stage character is Anna Lakshmi. And Anna Lakshmi's African Adventure is a hilarious musical comedy about being an Indian national taking refuge in South Africa. And this one-woman show will be taking place for the first time on a Joburg stage on the 24th of March at the Theatre of Marcellus Emperor's Palace. So you don't have a lot of time left. You want to make sure you enter. I have got a set of tickets valued at 240 Rand to give away to one lucky reader, or one lucky listener, should I say. All you need to do is comment below the post and tell me who you're planning to take with you should you win and why. So again, competitions tab on heatherhook.com, and then click on the win tickets to see Anna Lakshmi live, and then you need to comment at the bottom of that post and tell me who you're going to take with you should you win and why you want to take them with. Competition closes 21st of March, and the winner will be contacted via email. So that is Anna Lakshmi. That's going to be absolutely epic. That is it from me for this week. Obviously, I am available on social media to contact with you, and you know I love my social media. You can get me on Twitter. I'm Heather L. Hook on Twitter. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook, and of course the website, in case you missed it, heatherhook.com. And everything that I have spoken about on the show today is available on the website as well, with all your ticket prices and your venues and everything that you need to know. I will be back with you next week. I hope that you have an absolutely fantastic day and the rest of your week ahead is fantastic. And I will be back with you super soon. Have a good day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.